It's the Ad Love Experience 94.7 The Block. If you're just joining me, in the studio with me right now is the one and only Kenny Parker, promoting his brand new book. My brother name is Kenny. Kenny is the brother of the mighty, mighty KRS-One. Kenny, my man, let's talk about battle raps and stuff. South Bronx came out, killed it. Right? And then The Bridges Over came out and was even more painful.
It was ridiculous.
But at least The Bridges Over was concentrated on Queensbridge. Yeah. We felt like, okay, he ain't messing with us no more. This right. side of Queens, we all right. He talking to y'all
he
suckers
very
right
specific.
There. He was specific
Magic,
with that
Magic, Marley,
yes.
And poor Shantae didn't
Shantae
really have nothing to do with it.
Collateral damage, bro. Collateral, she was with the Juice Crew.
Yep.
She is collateral damage. Collateral. Now, here's something that I found interesting that I did not know. I once interviewed Big Daddy Kane, and I asked him why you didn't jump in that beef. He said because me and Chris were friends.
Yes. I heard him tell his story. Chris helped him move
from
one apartment to the next apartment.
Yes.
KRS and Miss Melody helped
yes.
Kane move his couch
yes.
upstairs into into Kane's apartment.
Yeah.
They were friends. This is before Kane was even in the Juice Crew.
Yes. He said he was part of it, but he said at the time, you know, I don't know, a lot of people know that Kane used to write for Biz.
Yes.
Wrote for Shantae.
Right.
Penned stuff for Shan. A lot of people didn't know that. So he said Mr. Magic and No Fly Tie is the one. That's funny because I just talked to Fly Tie in the airport yesterday.
Shout out to him.
The other day. Fly Tie told him, well, you Juice Crew, but you kind of not really Juice
like
Crew.
Like a junior Juice Crew.
Right. So like you're not full in.
Right.
So when the beef happened, he said Fly Tie came to him and was like, yo, man, we need you to do something to get at this KRS-One dude that Boogie right. Down Productions is killing us. And Kane said, no, I thought I wasn't Juice Crew. I
exactly.
thought you said I wasn't Juice
mm-hmm.
Crew yet.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, that's my man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not getting into that. So it's a lot of stuff behind the scenes. But that at that time, before Jay-Z and Nas, before all of us, that was the biggest beef that was in the streets of New York City.
Yes, it was
bigger
crazy.
Than Chris throwing PM Dawn off the stage. I was there for that one.
Yes, you were. That's
I was
right.
there.
Yes, you
I
were.
I was there. I was there.
Yes, I was DJing. That's
yes.
a whole story. Wow.
That's a whole nother story, man.
Yes.
But there's so many great things that come along, and it's wonderful that you wrote a book. And once again, the book is called My Brother Name is Kenny. More with Kenny Parker coming up right here on the Ed Lover Experience on 94.7 The Block.